880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a terrific show for you today. We're going to start off with Bruce Turkell. He's the CEO of Turkell Brands. He's one of the leading experts on branding in the USA. He's on Fox and all kinds of other neat business shows. We talk about things that you can do immediately to improve your business. Today, we're going to talk about changing the name of the radio show. The radio show is sort of drifting away from business only and more of a lifestyle show. So Bruce and I are going to talk about whether Freed on Business continues to build my brand of Jim Freed, or we should modify the show, and what would that do to our brand. Our second half hour, we're going to have our U Health guest in the branded U Health half hour, Dr. Olaf Bodmer. He's the chief of clinical and translational genetics at the John T. McDonald Foundation Department of Human Genetics at U Health. We're going to discuss genetic testing for the breast cancer gene. It's what led to Angelina Jolie getting her subsequent double mastectomy. Pretty aggressive approach, but if you read her letter to the editor, you kind of get where she's coming from. And then in the second half of that half hour, we're going to have Tarek Maddox. He's the guy that trains me. He trained the New York Jets, was a strength and conditioning coach up there. We're going to talk about how he's turning into me a workout beast with absolutely no injury setbacks. Now, as far as business goes, the Dow is actually up today, and S&P hit a new high, and you go, why? That's because Ben Bernanke listened to me. That's right. He's starting to jawbone that maybe they're going to keep interest rates down for a while the economy still looks to be a little soft. Sounds like those bond traders for Cal Stirs that we were talking to the other day might have known what they were talking about when they said the upward trend in rates would be just a blip as the economy would just start reacting as the Fed got itself a little bit more interest rate breathing room. So that is a good thing that they've done. Hopefully the economy will continue to strengthen, but not to a degree that makes them raise rates. It's a fine line that they're going to try to tread. We're going to tread a fine line as we bide our time till Bruce Turkell comes in and we get a chance to talk about, should we rebrand the Freed on Business radio show? So stick with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk branding with branding guru Bruce Turkell right after this. Stevie, take me out.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
As we get older, we're all at the risk for developing cataracts with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses. You can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Just call 305-243-2020. I just love that part. To schedule a consultation, trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been rated the #1 eye hospital in the country, 9 years running by U.S. News & World Report. Visit BaskinPalmer.org or call 305-243, I love this part, 2020. For the Jets fans, that's 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation at Baskin Palmer today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's why I get all my cars from Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are talking branding. We're here with Bruce Turkell. He's the CEO of Turkell Brands. He's one of the leading experts on branding in the USA. He's on Fox Business and CNBC and stuff all the time. We're going to talk about building your brand. And today, we're going to discuss the changing of the name of my radio show. Hey, if you have an idea, send it to me. Email me at Jim@FreedOnBusiness.com or tweet it to me at Jim Freed. Before we get rolling, I do want to thank one of Miami's best brands. I want to thank Shelly Bloom and Fashion Clothiers for helping me out building up my wardrobe. Shelly's been there for 40 plus years. He sold me my bar mitzvah suit. So Shelly, thank you for helping me fit out my new look here. And Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
You like that part about Shelly, huh?
I like the idea of a guy on radio thanking someone for how he looks. You know, I'm sitting across and looking at you, but none of the people out there are. But let me tell you, he looks marvelous.
Thank you so much. You look marvelous, Ricardo. And now let's talk a little bit about branding. You know, it's been Freed on Business for 225 episodes, 3.5, almost 4 years now. And we're doing more health and wellness. We're still doing business. And I'm just wondering if the Freed on Business is building Jim Freed as a brand the way I want it to be built. And you're the expert. What's the scoop?
Well, remember what we've talked about time after time. I haven't been on all 225 times, but I've been with you a bunch. And what do we always talk about? All about them. The brand that we build, believe it or not, is not about you. It's about your consumer. It's about your listener. It's about your audience. It's about the people you want to do business with. So how do we take that name and make it something that they will care about, something that resonates with them?
Well, a lot of the people that I do business with, I do real estate business with. But as the radio show grows and becomes a business of its own, I'm starting to do more business with the radio show. And I must tell you, when I walk into events, some people go, hey, it's Freed on Business. And I think that that's good. I don't know. Jim on money, money on Jim, Jim by money. I mean, lifestyle, Jim's life. This is my life. I don't know. What is it?
Well, the fact that they say, hey, it's Jim Freed from Freed on Business, that's more awareness than anything, right? They've heard it. And by the way, awareness is the most important thing you can do. The longer you're on, the longer people hear the name, the better. Clearly, Jim Freed is your name, so it makes sense that you want them to know who you are, so they think of you not just for the show, but for their other needs, their financial services, real estate, all of that. If the people who are listening, and you're out there listening, by the way, you can vote with your phone calls, your tweets.
Phone call, tweet, Twitter, whatever you want.
Whatever
you know how to get us.
If what matters to you is learning about business and Jim's expertise in business, and that resonates because it says to you, hey, I can do better at my business by listening to him, then that makes sense. And we could even go so far as to say business is not just dollars and cents. It's the business of your life. It's the business of your desires. It's the business of all those things. But it seems to me, as you pointed out, you talk about a lot of things that help people have a better life. You talk to them about healthcare. You've got those great guys here from UHealth talking about all sorts of things that just make me smarter about myself, about my family. You got folks in here talking like me about building your brand, which is great for your business, but it's also great in your personal life. So how can we say something that people will think, I got to tune into that? More importantly, I got to tell other people to tune into it, because that viral marketing is what you really want to get to.
Oh, Freedom Business for Life? I don't know. I mean, I'm just coming up with stuff right out of the thin air while we're talking.
I think what we ought to do is we ought to put this challenge out to your listeners. They love you. They care about you. And they also love and care about themselves. Let them submit it. Come up with some great offer. Let one of them sit in this seat and be on the radio for 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, fair enough. If somebody comes up with the name that we're going to use for the radio show, we're going to interview them on the radio.
Right.
And we'll give them the ability to help us fill out one of the suites at the Marlins
Beautiful.
Game.
So they can get on the radio. They can pitch their business. They can say,
Correct.
Hey, my name is Joe McGillicuddy, and I run this business, and here's what I do. So they get some great free advertising.
Right.
They get to show their abilities. And then you'll take them to a ball game with the Marlins.
Yeah, and some of their clients even. We'll take 5 of them to the ball game.
There you go. So now, you see, that resonates, because now it's not just something that they're going to enjoy, but something that can make their lives better, because then they can call their clients and 2 things happen. Number one, they get to say to the client, hey, we're doing this special event at the suite. Why don't you come and enjoy a ball game? That's cool. Number two, what do their clients think? Well, you must be a big deal if you got a suite.
Oh, number three, they got the suite because they were sharp.
There you go. Exactly. That's how this works.
You know, it's really great, because what we're doing is we're trying to tie in benefits that we have that we can share with other people. Come with us to the Marlins and help our platform that we have built with the Marlins. Let us and the Marlins help you build your business, or let us help you enjoy your lifestyle. Like, this Sunday is Family Day. We're taking people with families to the Marlins game. So everybody that's going with us this weekend has a family. It's Sunday Family Day. The kids come, they run the bases, blah, blah, blah. They get the Mike the Giancarlo Stanton. Maybe he should call himself Mike. He'd hit some more home runs. I don't know. They have like this wall cling thing. But the reality is that what we really want to do with the show is help people build themselves, their brand, their business, build it with us, build it together with us. You know, and even the sponsors, part of what we do here is we create an environment for the sponsors to leverage off themselves, each other, and build their brands together. You know, we have those dolphin ads. My God, every time they play that ad, I get goosebumps and can't wait for the season to start.
And when I pulled up and parked in the lot, I saw your Warren Henry luxury car sitting there. So it's got the tag on the back. So you can even pick the guy up in your Warren Henry luxury car.
Now you're stealing our idea. Our idea is to pick up somebody in our Warren Henry luxury car, take them over to the Marlins suite, and hopefully what people will be taking will be the UHealth star doctors.
There you go. You see, it all ties together. But that sort of connectivity, what's known as the incongruous congruity, is what we're looking for.
Yeah, first vote is the Jim Fried Show from Stephen Cohn. Steve's a banker at Sabadell Bank United, so Steve runs their real estate department. He suggests the Jim Fried Show. Okay, that's one vote, Steve. We got you down.
I know Steve. Hey, Steve,
He wants that suite is what he wants.
Well, you know what? That was very smart, though, because that is a good natural consideration. He already owns that one. So.
Oh, my God. Not only does he own it, we just did a minute on Steve Cohn from Banco Sabadell, head of real estate.
That's right.
So high five to you, Steve. And hey, we're going to be right back with some more branding ideas and some more kibitzing here on Freed on Business, maybe soon to be the Jim Fried Show, thanks to Steve Cohn. Back after this. Stevie, rock us.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Oh, Johnny, I got a social relationship with you, and I also got a social relationship with the guys at Warren Henry. In fact, at Warren Henry Auto is one of my favorite guys. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want in the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. You know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. That's why I keep shopping there. They always give me more, and when I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anytime for a whole year. So even if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Miami Marlin.
It's Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Sir Pizza 4-pack and get 4 tickets, 4 Sir Pizzas, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks, all for just $60. Plus, stay after for a Fireworks Spectacular presented by Budweiser. Drink responsibly. The next Fireworks Friday is July 12th against the Nationals at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I just love that Marlins song. I'm going to just dive right into this next segment. Huh! Hey, now, let's talk some more branding and building your brand. First of all, we've got another suggestion that just came in. Growing Strong with Jim Freed. We like that one. You know, some guy named Steve Cohn Stephen A. Cohn suggested that. So, high five to Steve Cohn on suggesting Growing Strong with Jim Freed and the Jim Freed Show. Now, you lazy bums, get off your butt, start your fingers flying, and send in some good ideas. We're here with Bruce Turkel. Bruce is the branding expert here in town. We talk all the time with Bruce. He's a regular on the show. If he's not on our show, he's on Fox. So maybe they need to listen to more of our guests. I don't know. Bruce, welcome back to the show, bud.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, so we're going to talk more about branding. And I brand myself. In fact, that's the way we met. We met because you were giving a talk at one of the organizations I belong to. And the talk was about branding. And I would talk. I would ask a question, and then you'd give the answer. Then all the guys at the table would look at me, and I'd ask the next question.
Right.
Remember that? Oh, that was great.
Yeah, there was no oxygen left in the room when you were done.
There's typically no oxygen in any room left when I'm done, which is why I have a radio show and why Stevie can't stop cracking up. Now, we talked a little bit about the radio show.
So how about Hot Air with Jim Freed?
Well, how about just Full of It with Jim Freed?
I like that.
You like that?
I like that. First of all, it's going to get people's attention. Second of all, it's true. And third of all, after you pass the scatological humor, full of what? Full of great ideas? Full of opportunities?
Oh, geez.
Full of tips?
We nailed it! High five! We nailed it, because that's it. I really am full of it. I'm full of all... The show is full of it.
Full of it with Jim Freed.
Oh, my God! I love it, Johnny! Give me your face. What do you think? Oh, Johnny's out getting a smoke. Leave it to Johnny to come out just when the aha moment for 3.5 years rolls through. John's smoking a cig in the parking lot.
He could be out puking in the hallway, too.
Well, if he was living in my apartment building, he'd probably... Well, that's another story entirely.
Now, do we want to be full of it with Jim Freed, or how about Jim Freed is full of it?
Oh, well... now I'm Edward Woodson! I hope you're out there, Juan. I finally gave your guy a plug. So I think we're getting there. Hey, Steve Cohn, what do you think about Full of It with Jim Freed? Well, we'll have to wait for Ed. It'll have to take him a second because I know he's a little bit chubby there with those fingers rolling. Although you have been losing weight, Steve. I did meet you at the pasta place for lunch. So we're getting rolling. So why do you think that would be good? We talked about it. We talked. Jim is full of it. Now, first of all, it's actually falls along with the way I came up with Freed on Business, which, if you don't know me, looks like Fried on Business. So it's sort of like another nameplate. Was that like a word you used earlier?
Sure. I was talking about your car. Listen, we talked before, a couple weeks ago, about the points for building brands, the ones from my book, the 7 points.
Right.
And the first one is all about them. It's got to be something that people resonate with.
Well, being full of it resonates with everybody I know.
Of course it does. The second one, everyone who knows you anyways, the second one is hearts, then minds. It has to be emotional before it's intellectual, because people listen and decide with their emotions and justify based on fact. So it's the kind of thing, it's certainly emotional. It'll annoy
some people.
It'll make them
crack up.
Right, and most people will laugh. Third of all, you got to make it quick. It's not too many words. Full of it. We can handle that. You got to make it simple. It's about as simple as you can get.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make it ownable. Make it yours.
I haven't heard too many people say that they were full of it on the air.
There you go. Point six is all 5 senses. It has to be something that people feel as well as see and hear.
Oh, my God. Yeah, anybody who knows me is going to feel that one.
We won't even go there. And seven, point seven, is repeat, repeat, repeat. Once we come up with it, you have to say it over and over and over.
Jim Freed's full of it. Jim Freed's full of it. Jim Freed's full of it.
You don't need to say it, per se. You need to live it. And in fact, you do.
Oh, I am. I'm the embodiment of full of it.
Which leads to the overarching one, which is it has to be congruent to your brand. And it is.
Oh, my God, is it ever.
And breathe full of it.
Oh, my God. Now all we have to do is come up with the logo and buy a shopping bag with all the stuff coming out of it, maybe. I don't know. But it's just real. And Bruce is actually nodding his head. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I've hated every other idea you've come up with.
Yeah, I know. The guy with the tie and the building.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
All pretty cut and paste Photoshop. But yeah, I was actually thinking about, you know, like all the little things circling like a little caricature of me or something. I really think that that's the direction I want to head, is the little floaty things.
Well, you know what they say? Most people are overnight successes after 20 years. And that's sort of the same with this. I mean, it just popped up now, but you and I have been talking about this for weeks.
Oh my gosh.
We've come up with lots and lots and lots of bad ideas.
Oh yeah, I'm the expert at the bad ideas. People just don't hear them, but I'm also an instant success after 240 episodes.
Exactly, so you get all the bad ideas out of the way, and it's necessary, because if not, you'll just settle for one of them. But sooner or later, the mind blower breaks through.
Oh yeah, Steve Cohn, love you, buddy, that's the winner.
Then in that case, listen, I still think Steve should get to go to the Marlins game.
Ah, Steve's going to the Marlins game. We'll have Sabadell night at the Marlins game. Steve, give me a call tomorrow. You're the winner. We're going, dude.
You owe me lunch, Steve.
Yeah, he owes you more than lunch. Maybe we'll all go to the Marlins game together. He can buy you a big hot dog.
Oh, now you're talking with extra sauerkraut.
Come on, join the Marlins. Da, 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 da. Jump right in. Oh, that's going to be great. All right. Well, now I think that we've kind of nailed it. Johnny, what do you think about that? Turn around. You like that full of it with Jim Freed? Jim Freed's full of it? All right. Johnny's giving the high five. Hashtag that, Johnny. All right. All right. So we got Johnny on board. We got Steve on board. We got my branding expert on board. Lord knows I'm having a good time. The thing just clicked. Was that Steve again? Nah, he's just still loving me. Steve's just giving me the love. That must mean he's on the phone trying to cut a deal with somebody. So we've gone through the seven. We've kind of picked an idea of the brand. It kind of does sort of fit me.
Kind of.
Yeah, like a glove. Like a glove. And now we're going to build it. So now we got to go. We got to get my logo dude out there. He's going to do a logo, and then we'll roll. I think that this is just amazing. This is great. I'm like the Dolphins. I'm redesigning my logo. Well, I'm not changing they're not changing their name. They just redesigned the logo a little bit.
Right.
Now, the city of Miami.
You're not changing your name either. You're still Jim Freed.
That's true. And I'm still on business.
And you're still full of it.
I am. I'll always be full of it. I'll be full of it until the worms are inside and out, and then they'll be full of me. So, in any event, we're having just a great time. We're joking with Brewster Kell. Bruce, how did you get into the branding gig? What made you decide to be a branding dude?
Well, truth is, it's all I ever wanted to do. When I was a kid, I didn't know it was called branding. I just always loved art. I always loved design. I was the kid who was always drawing pictures of the teachers and making all the other kids laugh or getting in trouble when the teachers found them. I got a design degree when I was in college, and then I went up to New York and worked at ad agencies and did a lot of advertising work and ran an ad agency. One day, and I'll try to make this story quick, but when my first book came out, I was invited to do a book signing at a very prestigious design conference up in Chicago. And the other guy doing a book signing was like the it boy, the really hip designer that year. The next morning, when it's time to do the signing, I go to get in line to go, excuse me, to sign. And I took my daughter. She was like 7 or 8. And as we get out of the elevator, there's a line of people there. And she says to me, Daddy, are all those people here for your book? So, you know, sensing a teaching moment, I said, well, sweetheart, I'm sure some of them are here. His name was Steph Sagmeister. I'm sure some of them are here for Steph's book, too. And then we walk into the expo, and there's this long line of people. And we go around the corner, and every single one of those people was in line
for Steph.
There wasn't a person in my line. So I sat behind the little booth, and I tried not to make eye contact, because when you do, you get the look, which in Miami we call that, ay, pero qué pobrecito look.
Right.
You know, you poor
little
son of a
guy, yeah.
Right, exactly. My daughter, who is sitting there drawing, all of a sudden she decides to take matters into her own hands. She goes underneath the table, pops up on the other side, and tries to drag people into my line.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, and saying, hey, buy my daddy's book. It's really good. Now, here's the secret. My book may or may not have been better than his. And, you know, probably it wasn't. But the point was, nobody had seen his book. And nobody had seen my book. They had just been released. They were still wrapped in that untouched by human hands plastic.
Right.
Why did they buy his and not mine?
Brand.
I didn't know it at the time. But that was probably the worst day of my life, sitting there. I'm getting goosebumps now telling you the story. Sitting there with my 9-year-old daughter, trying to be, you know, the big dad and being humiliated, basically. And I decided at that point, I'm going to figure out why did his book sell and mine didn't. And that started me on this journey. Now I've written 3 books on branding, and we run the branding firm, and we teach people how to do it. Because what I learned that day was they don't buy what you do. They buy who you are.
Oh, my God, 100%. Johnny, that's the Twitter right there. Did you hear that, bro? I'm getting the thumbs up. You better be nailing that. That's the million-dollar moment.
They don't buy what you do. They buy who you are. Because most of what most of us do on some level these days is relatively generic.
Yeah, everybody's a commodity. I'm in the real estate business. I provide capital. It's a commodity.
Look at your guys at Warren Henry. They sell cars that, let's face it, you can buy elsewhere. But because of who they are, they offer these things that make you go back.
It's unbelievable. Those guys really do make you feel like a family. It's not just BS on their thing.
So you're not just buying the car because, again, you can get... And now on the internet, you can get the car anywhere.
Anywhere. What you're doing is... What you're buying there is you're buying them.
Exactly. And when people tune into this radio show, what they're buying is you. They're buying the advice... They're buying the people you're listening to, but you become their editor, because how do they know the person sitting across from you has anything worthwhile to say? Because they trust you.
Well, that's what I spend the entire week doing, is trying to find somebody interesting to present to the people out there so that they can just take a couple of grains, because reality is they're only going to listen to a few minutes of any hour.
And when you can't find that person,
you call me. Exactly. Steve, how much time do I have to keep this guy BSing for? Bruce, we got a minute left. Tell people who you are and where to find you.
Okay, where to find me is easy. Just look my name, Bruce Turkel, TURKEL.com. Turkel Brands is the name of my company. We build brands for all kinds of great companies you've heard about. I write a blog on branding that comes out every week. It's free. Just log in at BruceTurkel.com. You can get the blog. You can get the information. That's where it is.
My favorite part is when I Google you, all those pictures come up. So even if somebody doesn't know you, they'll at least see what you look at.
They get to see how devastatingly handsome I am.
They get to see who they're going to wait in line to get a book signed by.
See, next time I have that book signing, I can tell you there will be people in line.
I'll be in line.
And I am the brand commentator on Fox Business, and I'm on usually once a week, sometimes more, talking about what's going on in the world of branding.
All right. Well, listen, people, all the different platforms, look for Bruce, find Bruce, get your advice from Bruce. Obviously, it's who I get my advice from, and you heard us go through the creative process right here live for you today. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business, because I'm full of it. Back after this.
The time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You heard Bruce Turkel and you heard me both give you personal testimony about the people behind the brand at Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. What the Warren Henry Advantage is the guys and ladies at Warren Henry. The people of Warren Henry are the Warren Henry Advantage. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Oh, I got another one. Stevie, what's the other one? Oh, my gosh. All right, well, U Health, Discover U Health, the University of Miami Health System, and this week's Miami Herald. As part of U Health's Discovery Series, you'll learn about the people and patients behind the breakthrough medicine happening right in your own backyard at the only university hospital, university-based hospital in South Florida. Top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Look for U Health's Discovery Series in this week's Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald, or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You just heard Bruce Turkel and I talk about branding, and let's talk about one of Miami's biggest and best brands, U Health. The University of Miami Health System, which brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 9 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. For the next few weeks, you can learn more about U Health when you pick up the Miami Herald. The U Health Discovery Series focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. In fact, we're going to talk about some of those breakthroughs in just a second. What they're doing at U Health is really innovative, interesting stuff. They even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. That's pretty cool. Every week, there's something new to discover about U Health, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right. This is now our time for our U Health segment with a U Health doctor, and it gives me another opportunity to butcher a name. Today we've got Olaf Boldamer, MD, PhD, FAAP, FAC, MG. Wow, that's a whole bunch of initials. But what Dr. Bodamer really is he's the chief of clinical and translational genetics with the Dr. John T. McDonald Foundation Department of Human Genetics at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to talk about genetic testing for the breast cancer gene. This has received a lot of attention lately because it's what Angelina Jolie used to identify her risk and then decide to undergo a double mastectomy. Dr. Bodamer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How'd I do?
Perfect.
I mean, awesome. High five.
You managed the mouthful very well.
Well, thank you so much. But I really want to talk about this. This is a really serious subject.
Sure.
We see all of the pink ties that people wear about breast cancer and all the other stuff. And now there's a marker that you guys can identify?
Correct.
Wow, that's pretty big. Is this something that's complex or is it something that's available to everybody?
I think, you know, before we kind of go into the laboratory testing, I think we need to make sure, kind of really, the first question is that most patients ask themselves, can cancer run in a family? And I think then, you know, we would need to clarify that most cancers actually happen by chance. But there are some families where there is a genetic factor that may increase the risk to develop certain types of cancer. So I think the test is not for everybody. We really have to understand that this test, and we are talking about the BRCA test for breast and ovarian cancer, is only for individuals, for example, with a family history, certain combinations of cancers in the same family, or Jewish ancestry, for example, when we talk about Ashkenazi Jewish background. Or if the breast cancer, for example, happens at an early age. I think we have to take those into account before we would consider BRCA testing, for example.
Okay, and also I've got to believe that this comes with a little bit of psychological counseling because that stuff can be really scary when you get the results.
Of course.
Now, go ahead.
I think that's obviously the most difficult part, to really talk about a positive result in a young individual, you know, who inherited the mutation, the variant from either parent and is not affected at the time of the disclosure of the test result.
Now, I'm going to stray a little bit away from just the one test, and I'm going to talk about more in general what you do, because it's a very cool title, Translational Genetics. Now, my experience is that you do this genetic research and then you try to translate what you learn into everyday applications. Is that sort of what you guys are doing?
That's exactly what we are trying to do. We're really trying to take the research findings, and obviously not just the research finding here at UM, but kind of research findings around the globe into clinical practice and into clinical management, and really translate these research findings into everyday practice for the benefit of the patient.
Now, you talk about global, and we know that Dr. Goldschmidt and his team over at UHealth is really trying to bring the best international practitioners and then create an environment where international patients feel comfortable. You're one of the doctors that they can work with because you got many languages you speak with.
Correct.
Here.
Correct.
Now, what brought you to UHealth specifically, and then what made you focus on this translational genetics?
So I trained initially as a pediatrician and then added genetics because I feel that genetics is really at the center of most diseases and of most specialties. And when I was recruited here, I saw a unique chance to really pull together the different specialties and work together with the different specialties here at UM, while at the same time really broaden the research into some of these conditions. And like I said, the real cool aspect here at the University of Miami is to utilize these findings and translate these findings into clinical practice. So I'm actually working at the bench. I'm doing research. But then I also see the patients, and sometimes I see the patients actually benefit from our own research.
You know, that must be really rewarding to go look, investigate, collaborate with your colleagues on an international basis, and then put it into practice to help change somebody's life.
Correct.
Wow, that's just amazing. What are some of the other types of things that you're looking at? We talked about breast cancer. We talked about ovarian cancer. What are some of the other markers that you guys are investigating? What are some of the things on the horizon?
So I think, you know, one kind of research tool that is currently used and that already has been put into clinical practice is personalized medicine. So now we have the tools from a genetic standpoint, not just to look at specific genes like the BRCA genes, but look at the entire genetic information. And now this sounds pretty scary because you would obviously uncover some genetic variants that may, you know, confer increased risk for later onset conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. But on the other hand, this information can be also utilized to tailor cancer treatment, for example, or to individualize treatment for some genetic conditions. We are just, within the next couple of months, we will probably implement this genomic testing tool also to be used in the clinical practice.
This is really exciting stuff. People drive by your building every day. They don't realize the miracles that are coming their way just from the things that you guys look at on a daily basis. It's really, really exciting. And in listening to what you're talking about, it sounds like the things that we read here on the show about U Health, the integrative medicine, the team of people working together across the specialties, really comes to play when we're talking about the translational genetics.
Yes, correct.
That sounds great. Now, we've only got about a minute or so left. How do people get more information or find you and your team, Doctor?
So they can find us through the UHealth website. And let me also stress that we run the only cancer genetics clinic with board-certified counselors and board-certified geneticists in South Florida, and really utilizing the comprehensive approach you just described. They can find us either through the website, or they can actually call us to make an appointment using 305-243-6006.
All I can say is Dr. Bodamer and his team are bringing world-class research and applications to our community. If you're out there and you think that this is something that you can, that'll help you, please call the doctor. It's why we're on the show with him today. Dr. Bodamer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we'll be back. Take care, Doc. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Tarek Maddox on. Tarek trains people like Lamar Miller and Frank Gore and some dude named Jim Fried, who's absolutely full of it. So we're going to be right back after this break with NFL pro trainer Tarek Maddox. Stick with us. I'm out of here. Stevie. No, Stevie, you and I got the timing down. I am feeling all right. You know, we talked about one of my favorite brands in South Florida earlier today and what made them special. And what makes them special is the people, the service, and the way they give you their word and they keep your word. Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out my friends, your friends, our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, all great brands, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for any time for an entire year. It also comes with a personal relationship with your dealer. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
You know, here at Freed On Business, we're all about the kids. You'll hear Tarek and I talking a little bit about some of the programs we're going to be running for Lawrence kids here in the community in the next couple of weeks. And I want to make sure you know about the NFL alumni because they're caring for kids too. Make sure you join the NFL Alumni South Chapter along with Broward's Children's Center, Jim Jensen, and the Jim Jensen Foundation, Lomo's Camp for a Cure, the Exchange Club of Pompano Beach. They're having their sixth annual bowling tournament at the Sawgrass Lanes. For more information, contact Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041. There's sponsorship, all kinds of great stuff. It's coming up on August 11th. So if you want more information, and this is going to go slow for the Jets fans, call Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041. About the NFL Alumni Caring for Kids Bowling Tournament.
It's Saturday Spectacular at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $27 for unlimited Cam Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water every Saturday home game. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night presented by Avianca Airlines on Saturday, July 13th, and see your Marlins battle the Nationals at 7:10. Then head to the West Plaza for a post-game concert featuring Colombian salsa sensation Sonora Carruseles. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball, dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my good buddy, Tarek Maddox. He's got a BS in exercise physiology. He's an exercise science, strength, and conditioning coach at ESPA Training. What the heck is that?
Here.
Okay, I'm hearing some kind of strange noise. You don't know what that is, Steve?
Not all right, sure. Well, we're going to keep... Nothing on my end.
All right, well, good. That's Tarek, and we're good on his end. Tarek trains a bunch of the NBA and NFL guys down here, including Frank Gore. And who's the other guy you train?
Lamar Miller, Kevin Smith, a host of other South Florida athletes on the South End.
Okay, well, let's just get the things out on the table that South Florida really wants to know. Is Lamar Miller going to the Pro Bowl and taking the Dolphins to the promised land this season?
We hope so, you know. We hope so. Just hard work and dedication, and we're going to do it one day at a time right now. He's in the best shape of his life. He's looking great. You know, he's working hard, and he's humble, and he's just focused and ready.
Well, you just described me all except the humble part, because here on Freedom Business, we now know I'm full of it. So I'm hardworking, and my gosh, you're just more than changing my life. You're changing everything. I'm the strongest I've ever been, the fittest I've ever been. Gosh darn it, I got to go out and get new clothes because of you, bud.
Hey, Jim, you look great, and I know you're feeling great. I know you're feeling great, and, you know, you're doing a wonderful job of keeping yourself fit for life, Jim.
Thank you so much. Now, T, before we get rolling, I want to talk about how do people find you now, and then we're going to talk about it again in a few minutes. T, how do people find you if they want to get fit for life?
The quickest way to find me is to reach me on my cell. Feel free to call me, area code 786-278-5584. Or you can just shoot me an email at tarekmaddox@yahoo.com.
Now, I know that you work for the Jets, so you're not aware of this, but we're going to repeat that phone number slow in case there's any Jets fans out there. His phone number, if you want to reach him, is 786-278-5584. All right, now keep those pens ready. If you missed that, we're going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show. But what I do want to talk about today is that you do not only get my body fit, you also get my social involvement fit. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Let's talk a little bit about what you've got going on with Lawrence Kids. We've got you teamed up with Lawrence Kids. You're going out to the community. What's happening?
I'm just so excited about the great program that we have coming up on the 18th with Lawrence Kids down in the South Florida Community Center. I'm just so happy to be a part of that. Big thing that's coming up for the kids.
Well, we've got Tarek's going to be out there doing his health and wellness thing. We've got Lauren going to be out there talking about watch out for the predators, watch out for the grooming, all the signs. The parents are going to be there too, right?
Yes, sir, for sure.
And then I'm going to be full of it full of myself. I don't know. We're going to figure all that out. We're going to talk about being a successful business person and what it takes to be a successful business person. I promise I'll wear a suit and tie. Now, Tarek, we're going out and we're going in the community. You know, you help me stay fit. You help the NFL guys stay fit. You also run free clinics for these kids, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. I have to for the community. I try to give back every now and again as much as I can with my free time. You just got to give these kids guidance sometimes.
Now, you know, you've been building your brand down here. Branding, I guess, is the theme today. High five to Bruce Turkell for the branding theme. You know, we've been building our brand. You're doing it with fine success, affiliating yourself with the NFL players. And gosh, you haven't mentioned one that's not a stellar member of our community. So it seems like you not only make sure that they're fit physically, but it sounds like you're hanging out with people that are fit mentally also. And I got to believe those two things go hand in hand.
Definitely. Mental toughness is key. You got to have that mental toughness sometimes. I know sometimes we get busy in our daily lives. We have this to do, that to do, the kids, and all sorts of things. But when that mental toughness kicks in, you got to be able to, you know, kind of split your schedule and make time for the community, the kids, and just pretty much giving back to make it all work and come together like a nice puzzle.
Well, it sounds like you've got that going. Let's go back a little bit and talk about some of the workouts that we do. Now, we've been working out for about 3 months. I have yet to touch a machine. I have yet to touch a barbell or a dumbbell, but yet I'm in the best shape of my life. What is your theory behind this, T?
Well, you know, working with your body weight is a powerful way not to get yourself any sort of injuries. You know, working with weight, on the other hand, is a way to get yourself injured. Like, you know, too much stress on the joints, on the lower back, on the hips, and all that sort of stuff. So, and you can do the same thing without weights. You know, just using your own body weight, or you may want to substitute a stability ball or a pole or something else, you know, besides the weight that puts an extra stress on you. So, you know, we find ways to make it work without, you know, messing up your joints on your body.
So it sounds to me that what you're really saying is that all the things to stay healthy are right at my fingertips.
Right at your fingertips. You know, you got to use your brain. You got to take your time. And you just got to take a very simple approach. You know, it's not that difficult to get yourself in shape with your own body. You can start off at your own pace. You don't have to be a weekend warrior to do all these crazy pull-ups and push-ups. You do what you can withstand, and eventually your body will adapt, which is called adaptation.
And it seems to me that the number one thing that we always focus on is, rather than pain and gain, is pain and stop. When I get pain, we stop.
That's right. We stop, move to a different exercise. You rest and recover. You assess the situation. What happened? What did you do? You look back. What did you do wrong? What did you do too quick? You know, let's take a different approach, and let's see if we feel that same, you know, effect on the next time we try.
Well, Tat, we got to roll. What's the number that people call? And let's do it slow for the Jets fans.
All right. You can give me a call. Area code 786-278-5584.
High five, Tat. I'll see you on Saturday. I want to thank Tarek Maddox, trainer to the NFL and NBA stars in the south side of town. I want to thank our sponsors from Warren Henry Automotive and the good people at U Health. I want to thank the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group. I want to thank Bruce Turkell and Lawrence Kids. I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Follow me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. If you missed the show, we'll be on again next Monday at 10 a.m. or next week we'll be on again, Thursday from 5 to 6. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Stevie, we're done.
Around with Jim. What out of South Alabama come a country boy? He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with gym. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more.